The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I woke up around 1:30 in the morning Wednesday and noticed right away that there was light on in my room, so I figured the power did not go off around midnight, as expected. But then I remembered that I had battery-backed up LED night lights, so I checked other lights and figured out that the power was, in fact, off. So it was clear that at least one of my preparedness actions actually worked as planned. I love those battery-powered LED nightlights because they require no thought or recurring precautions such as replacing batteries to make sure that they're there when I need them. And I might really need them someday since I live in the tsunami zone, which is also why my mind goes through this mental exercise of asking, what will I do if? And long ago I came up with this question. If there's a major earthquake at night that shuts the power off, and I have to evacuate because a tsunami can arrive in 10 minutes, how will I find my shoes and pants in the dark? My answer has always had two components. The first one I learned from my dad, who was a firefighter. I have clear memories of visiting him at his station as a child and seeing his turnout pants folded down over his boots next to his bed so that he could simply step into his boots and pull his turnouts up and on. Now, I don't go quite that far, but I do have a set place where I hang a pair of pants and a set place where I put my shoes when I go to bed at night so that I won't waste valuable minutes looking for my left shoe. Of course, the one wrench in my plan is that I have this wonderful old spaniel named Jack who, for some reason, likes to grab one of my shoes and walk around the house proudly wagging his tail. So part of my bedtime routine is to find that missing shoe and put it back where it belongs. But back to finding my pants and shoes in the dark. The other aspect of my plan is to ensure that I have some form of backup lighting available for me and my family. For years, my solution was to hang a battery-powered headlamp on a hook next to my bed. The problem with this approach is that headlamps are really handy, and that one was frequently being borrowed and not returned, so there was a high chance it would not be there when an earthquake struck. And then I discovered those battery-backed up LED nightlights and plugged them into outlets all over our house. They are always being charged, they go on automatically at night, and they will stay on for hours even if the power goes out to help me find my pants and shoes and provide lighting for my family to get out of the house, almost like that emergency lighting on airplanes. And as I walk by these nightlights, we can grab them and take them with us because they also have a flashlight mode. So that is my what will I do if story from this power outage. Hopefully you also ask some of those questions that will help you and your family be more prepared. This is Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.